So now we arrive at the trachea. So the trachea is a tube which should only be conducting air to and from the lungs. So there are some things which are similar to the larynx and some things which are very different. Yes, we still find cartilage within the trachea, but now instead of it being complete rings, it's those C-shaped rings of hyaline cartilage, and the main function is to try and keep the air passageway open. Now, it'd be more efficient to probably have a complete circle of cartilage, but if you remember from our lab, directly behind the trachea is the esophagus. And when you swallow food, the esophagus needs to be able to expand. So when it expands, it would rub up against these hard rings of cartilage. So instead, there's a band of smooth muscle on the posterior surface of the trachea, and that allows the esophagus to expand, pushing a little bit into the trachea. If we look at the lining of the trachea, it is made up of pseudostratified epithelium. It's very, very important, as I said previously, that we have lots and lots of mucus-producing cells and lots of cilia, so we can capture various things before they get down into the lungs. Okay, after that, it's going to get more and more difficult. Now, the trachea will divide into two tubes, the left and right bronchi, and they are going to perforate the lung. And then what happens when the left and right bronchi get into the lungs, they keep subdividing into smaller and smaller tubes, which we refer to as the bronchioles. Sometimes the whole thing is called the bronchial tree, because it looks a bit like a tree with all these branching tubes. And to start with, we will find the structure of these tubes are fairly similar to what we were looking at previously. First of all, though, you can get a complete circle of cartilage because we no longer have to worry about the esophagus running behind the tubes. Okay? And then what happens is as we move further and further into the lungs and the tubes get smaller and smaller, we completely lose the cartilage and now the tubes become surrounded by smooth muscle. And similarly, the epithelial tissue changes from pseudostratified epithelium as we go deeper and deeper into the lungs until eventually we arrive at the little air pockets at the end, the alveoli, and they are lined mostly with simple squamous epithelium, a nice thin type of epithelium, so it's easy to exchange our gases. Anything else in terms of their structure that changes is, well, we said previously they become less and less able to actually catch microorganisms in terms of having mucus. So the deeper things get into your lungs, the harder it is to get them out. Now, the alveoli have some tricks to help us, which we'll talk about in just a minute. The other thing we should realize when we look at the lungs themselves is the left and right lung is slightly different. There are two lobes in the left lung, and that is because there is a big notch cut into it to accommodate the heart, and then the right lung has three different lobes. So by the time we arrive at the alveoli, this is where the gas exchange is actually going to take place. We have a vast surface area to volume ratio by the time we get to these alveoli. And the alveoli are going to be surrounded by loads and loads of capillaries. So we've already said how the wall of the alveoli is very thin. It is made of simple squamous epithelium. Okay, and then every now and again, there are simple cuboidal epithelial cells, and they're going to produce something called surfactant. And the reason we need surfactant is in order to respire, we actually need a very thin layer of water molecules lining the inside of our alveoli. But if we just had the water molecules, they would have a lot of surface tension, they would attract each other, and it would make it very difficult for us to expand our lungs to inspire and then contract them to expire. So what happens is we break up that surface tension by inserting these little molecules of phospholipids, basically, surfactant, between them. And the other thing about the lungs is there are little kind of holes between one alveoli and the next, just to sort of equalize the air pressure. And then crawling around inside the alveoli, because remember, we no longer have pseudostratified epithelium with mucus cells, etc. We have lots and lots of macrophages. These are very large, very aggressive phagocytic cells. So these cells are super good at capturing bacteria and viruses once they get down into the lungs.